got the fear after all the songs that we've sung together, after all the sweet and all the stormy. If I knew where you were, well, I would surely inform you that. But every night, don't you sleep on the right.
Hey, Ash, where are we?
Well, we just crossed the Tennessee border. Which would put us...
Yeah?
Which would put us...
Turn! What the hell was that? Are you trying to kill us?
Hey, don't blame me. It's your steering wheel. Damn thing jerked right out of my hand.
Can't understand that. I had this thing in for a tune-up yesterday, and they said they'd go over everything.
Yeah, well, you better take it back, because the damn thing don't work. The only thing that does work is this lousy horn. Go to hell. I'm not honking at you.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Scotty, what's this place like anyway?
Well, the guy that's renting it says it's an old place. A little run down, but it's right up in the mountains. And the best part is we get it so cheap.
Yeah, why are we getting it so cheap?
Well, I don't know. Might be in real bad shape.
You mean nobody's seen this place yet?
Well, not yet.
Well, it might not be that bad.
No.
Actually, it might be kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's probably a real pit.
Yeah, I think this is where we get off.
This is the bridge we're going to cross.
Jesus Christ, the whole thing's falling apart on us.
Don't let the noise fool you, girls. This thing is solid as a rock.
Supposed to be one of these on here.
I would like very much to make a toast here for all this evening.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
As a Greek friend of mine once said, he said, Okay. Nis. Tu tarim.
Which means?
Parted down! Yeah. What is this?
Whatever it is, it's still down there.
I don't like cellars. Let's just close it up. It's probably just some animal.
An animal? That is the stupidest thing I ever heard of. Jesus Christ.
Well, there's something down there.
Maybe it is just some animal.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably just some animal. Here, Cheryl, why don't you go down and check, make sure.
Sky, I'm not going down there.
Okay, you cowards. I'll go.
Be careful.
Back in a minute.
Hey, Scotty, you find anything? Scotty? Scotty? Scott!
He's just kidding around. Isn't he?
Scotty!
Linda, give me a flashlight.
Oh, well, that's the only one we brought up.
Then get the lantern. Scotty?
I bet this still shoots.
Probably does.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Look at this.
This kind of looks like your old girlfriend.
Come on, let's take this stuff upstairs. I'll grab the recorder, and you get everything else.
Yeah.
A real turd, you know, everybody hates him.
Like you, kind of.
Yeah, just like me. I'm going to break your face.
No,
he
seems
to also, he's into this Western stuff. He makes all these little models. Sure.
Okay, listen to this. This is the tape I found downstairs.
It has been a number of years since I began excavating the ruins of Kandahar with a group of my colleagues. Now my wife and I have retreated to a small cabin in the solitude of these mountains. Here I continued my research, undisturbed by the myriad distractions of modern civilization and far from the groves of Akadim. I believe I have made a significant find in the Kandarian runes, a volume of ancient Sumerian burial practices and funerary incantations. It is entitled Naturan de Manto, roughly translated, Book of the Dead. The book is bound in human flesh and inked in human blood. It deals with demons, demon resurrection, and those forces which roam the forest and dark bowers of man's domain. The first few pages warn that these enduring creatures may lie dormant, but are never truly dead. They may be recalled to active life through the incantations presented in this book. It is through recitation of these passages that the demons are given license to possess the living.
Hey, what'd you do that for? It's just getting good.
I just don't want to hear it anymore, that's all.
Hey, come on, I just want to hear the rest of it. No big deal.
Tatra amistrobin hazarta. Tatir mano mansizon hazan sobar. Saman la robza. Dar his hiker dan de roza. Ganda.
Shut it off.
Ganda.
Shut it off.
Ganda.
Going.
I can't believe this. Scott, you knew not to play that. I mean, come on, you knew it was upsetting you. You just don't know when you're taking something too far.
Hey, don't give me that. You were playing it too. You could have shut it off. Hey, big deal. She's nuts. I mean, it's just a joke. Come on. Jesus Christ. She acts like she's 3 years old or something.
Stay up for a while and listen to the storm.
All right. Yeah. Let me check on Cheryl first to make sure she's okay.
Give it to you before we came up here, but things got
so hectic. This is really the first chance we've had to be alone. Take a look.
Oh, Ash. Beautiful. I really love it. I'll never take it off. I know someone's out there. I heard you. I heard you in the cellar.
Thank you. with you? Did something in the woods do this to you?
No, it was the woods themselves. They're alive, Ashley. The trees. They're alive.
Ash, why don't I take her in the bathroom so she can lie down?
I'm not lying down. I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now. Right now, Ashley.
Wait a minute. I sure as hell am not leaving any place tonight.
Cheryl.
Look, Cheryl, there's nothing out there. Trees do not attack people.
Ashley, will you drive me into town or not?
What, right now? Yes, look, sure, I'll take you into town, but just listen to what you're saying.
I don't care how it sounds. I want to get out of this place right now.
Okay, you can stay somewhere in town tonight, huh?
I know it's not going to start. It's not going to let us leave. Why are you stopping?
Wait here a minute.
Do you see something? Where are you going? Ashley?
Thank you.
host to a Kondarian demon. I fear that the only way to stop those possessed by the spirits of the book is through the act of bodily dismemberment. I would leave now to avoid this horror, but for myself, I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
Okay, let me think. The seventh.
What suit?
Diamonds. No, wait, hearts.
Oh, my God, seven of hearts, you're right.
Hey, Ash, I guessed the card right.
Yeah, truly amazing, Linda.
I don't know, but I think it's really some sort of extra sense or something, you know, like ESP.
Okay, try this one.
Okay, it's a seven.
I don't believe it!
The spade. Queen of spades. Four of hearts. Eight of spades. Two spades. Jack of diamonds. Jack of clubs!
Why have you disturbed our sleep? Awakened us from our ancient slumber. You will die! Like the others before you. One by one we will take you.
What happened to her?
Did you see her eyes? Oh, Ash, I'm scared. What's wrong with her?
Ash, I think we ought to get out of here.
Yeah. We still have a few more hours before morning.
I don't think I can wait that long.
You have to. We all have to.
And then in the morning, we'll get in the car, and we'll take the bridge. And...
she keeps making those horrible noises!
I don't know!
Go to bed and get some sleep, okay?
We're gonna bury her.
Bury Shelley? She's a friend of ours.
Yeah, she's dead. Shelley's dead. We gotta bury her now.
Sleeping. I think what's her leg?
I'm getting out of here.
Scott, we can't take Linda anywhere with a leg like that. We don't even know if there is any other way back besides the bridge.
Well, maybe there's a hiking trail or an old road or some other way around the cliff. I mean, there's got to be another way besides the bridge.
Listen to me. Linda cannot walk with a leg like that. She can't even stand up.
Well, then we'll leave her here. Until we can send somebody back.
What, are you crazy?
Look, I'm getting out. I don't care what happens to her. She's your girlfriend. You take care of her.
I'm getting the hell out of here right now.
All of you will be like me. And they throw all of you up in the cellar!
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be just fine. You'll see.
Ash, it's not gonna let us leave. Cheryl was right. We're all gonna die here.
No, we're not gonna die.
We're all gonna die. All of us.
No, we're not going to die. We're not going to die. We're going to get out of here. Now listen to me, Scotty. Is there a way around the bridge? Scotty! Listen to me, please, for God's sake! Scott!
Come on. Ash, I don't want to die. You're not going to leave me, are you, Ash? Are you?
I don't want to die. You're not going to leave me here, are you? Are you, Ash?
Scotty, now come on, listen to me, for God's sake. Is there a way around the bridge?
There's a way. The trail. But the trees, Ash. Hey, no. Don't you see, Ash, they're alive. I'm all right now, Ashley. I'm all right.
Unlock this chain and let me out.
Cheryl? Cheryl?
I'm all right now, Ashley. Come on, lock the chain, let me out. I'm all right now. If you think you're Cheryl.
Oh, you bastards. Why are you torturing me like this? Why? Shut up.
We're gonna get you. Not another peep. Time to go to sleep.
Sun will be up in an hour or so, and we can all get out of here together. You, me, Linda, Shelley. No, not Shelley, she. We'll all be going home together. Wouldn't you like to be going home? Bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Scott?
Oh,
up, Linda.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Shut up.
Oliver.
Shut up.
Oh, so sweet of you.
God forgive me, Linda.
So the act of bodily dismemberment.
Hit her.
I really love
you. Hit her.
I love you.
Hit it.
Yeah. Thank you.